Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 to 17. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned." Amen. The title of our message is The Kingdom of God. He said that he heard voices in heaven when the seventh angel sounded, and the voices were saying, the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of mankind, have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and that he shall reign forever, that his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, that kingdom of God is the kingdom of Christ, who is Christ, the Word of God, where the Word of God rules and reigns. He said that he heard the voices saying that the kingdoms of mankind has now become the kingdom of the Holy Bible, that he will rule from the east to the west, not to the south, that the kingdoms of this world has now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his word, and he will rule forever. And that's what is written. Jesus says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away." It must be fulfilled. That the kingdoms of mankind shall become the kingdoms of God, that God will take over this world through Christ, by his word. The prophet Isaiah spoke of this in Isaiah chapter 9. He foretold of this reign of the Lord Christ. Reading verse 6 and 7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform these." He says this son that is born is an everlasting king, and that of the increase of his government, he's telling us that his government increases, that the kingdom of God is like the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest of all grains that is planted, that when it grows, it will fill everywhere, become an exceeding great tree. Jesus says, "I am that planting which God planted." Who? The Holy Bible. That God planted his word. And this word, he says that he had ordained it as the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. That he is the king over all, that will rule forever. Sayeth God that cannot lie, that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of Christ. the kingdom of his dear son. And so he's saying to us that his son that is born is the king, the everlasting king. And when was he born? He was born, as the scripture says. See what the prophet Daniel wrote in Daniel chapter 2, reading verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. He was talking of the days of the Roman Empire. That's why those kings rule from Babylon. The image was shown to Nebuchadnezzar. And then Daniel gave the interpretation of the vision that Nebuchadnezzar saw. He's not telling him that in the days of the kings, the last surviving empire, even the Roman Empire, the God of heaven himself will set up a kingdom. And so to fulfill and to confirm the prophecy of Isaiah, that unto us a child is born. That's why Jesus was born in the time of the Roman Empire. And then this child that is born, he says that he will break in pieces all kingdoms of men, and he shall stand forever. And that he is not going to give it to another means that he is an undieable king. He will not hand over to any. He is everlasting. That's why he says that he ever liveth. That the Son of God is living. Who? The Word. Said the Word of God is living. He's only the living that rules. That this Word of God is living. And because he's living, he says that he is going to rule forever. That no one can take over from him. He is that king that God is speaking to us of. He's talking of his word. See what Matthew recorded in Matthew chapter 3 concerning the kingdom of God. Reading from verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Said John was the forerunner of Christ. And that this John the Baptist was born according to the scriptures, that it was prophesied by Isaiah the prophet, that he is going to send his prophet, his servant, ahead. And then he will be preaching the kingdom, testifying of him, that there is one among you in our midst which you don't know. He is mightier than I, John the Baptist says. And that he was preaching, saying, repent, for the king is at hand. Who is the king? The king that will break in pieces all kingdoms. And then he shall be the only king ruling on this earth. He is the king of God. The king that came from heaven. His name is Jesus Christ, the word of God. He said, John was preaching this word that was made flesh. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, we should change our heart. We should attend to him. Because he is here with us. Look at himself, the Son of the living God, preaching the gospel in Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 14 and 15. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You see that? One message. He said, repent. That's what God is saying to us, that we should repent because the kingdom of God is here. Where with us? He's at hand. That is the message. See verse 38 of Mark 1. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. He said he came to preach the kingdom. Who came? Jesus, the Son of God. Came to preach the kingdom of God to us. See Mark chapter 2, reading verse 1 and 2 of it. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Are you seeing the kingdom? He said he preached the word of God unto them. That is the kingdom. He said, repent, for the kingdom of the word of God is at hand. The kingdom of the Holy Bible, where he will rule forever. That in the days of the Roman Empire, the God of heaven, the Holy Spirit himself will set up this kingdom. That's why, as it is written, that John the Baptist said, I saw the Spirit descending like a dove and abode upon Christ. And then the same Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. What gospel? The gospel of the word of God. That we should repent, for this word of God is the kingdom of God. That the Holy Bible is the kingdom God has said we must enter. We should enter because it's at hand. It's here for us. He said, enter. That if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, says the King. He said, you will not perish. You will live forever. That the kingdom of God is the kingdom of the word of God. See what Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, reading verse 16 and 17. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. He says that the law and the prophets were until John the Baptist. That from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached. And the violent taketh it by force, that they presseth into it. Jesus says, strive to enter in. For I say unto you that many would not be able to enter because they don't know what the kingdom is. They don't know whom the kingdom is. But Jesus says, I am that kingdom. Who? The word. The word of God. He says that it's easier for the heaven and earth to pass, but no one word of God will pass away. That we should enter this dwelling place of God, that God dwells in Christ. He dwells in his word. That's why it's in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. That is his abode. The firmament of his power. Where he dwells. He says enter in. That if you enter in, you'll be saved. That this says that those who know, they press into it. But those who don't know, they will not be able to enter. And there was a ruler of the Jews that came to Jesus. His name was Nicodemus. Let's read that in John chapter 3, reading from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, except a man be born again. He went straight to the point. He preached the kingdom to Nicodemus. But Nicodemus did not understand what he was saying. He didn't know what Jesus was saying to him. Look at it in verse 4. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Then Jesus went further to clarify to him. In verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says, except we are born of his Spirit, can see this kingdom. That to enter, we must be born of the Spirit. Who? The Spirit of the Holy Bible. That the Spirit of the Bible says that we must be born of him. That the words he speaks, they are spirit, they are living. And that they said we are born of his Spirit, that he wants to reproduce himself in us, in our heart, in our mind, so that we will have his Spirit. That flesh gives birth to flesh, that is natural. We're born the natural human being. That except we are born again by the Lord, by the word. Say we cannot see this kingdom of God. It would just be in the air. You can know what he's saying, as Nicodemus have no clue what Jesus is saying. That he was telling him straight talk. That except you are born again, you can't see me, is what he's saying to him. Except you are born of my Spirit, you cannot know what and who is the kingdom. That he is the kingdom that God says that of his kingship, there is no end, the scripture says. That this kingdom of God is the kingdom of the world. He said, Nicodemus, you are out. You are not engaged. Before you can be engaged and desire this kingdom, you need to be born again. There needs something to be done to you. You can't do it yourself. It's of God. God does it. One day you don't know whom he is. The next day you know whom he is. One day you don't understand the scriptures. You don't know who is talking, what he's talking. The next time you understand what the Bible is saying, he's talking of the Holy Bible. That is where he wants us to enter. And so Nicodemus didn't know what he's saying. Why? Because this kingdom that is being preached is not seen. That's why the word starts by saying repent. Nicodemus, you need to repent. Except you repent first. Repent what? Repentance towards God. And faith towards his word, that God is a spirit. That spirit gave us the Bible. So that we will enter into his word. His word will enter us. That is how to enter the kingdom of God. He said, except you are born again, you can enter. It is only when you are born of his Spirit before you be hungry like newborn babe, desiring the sincere milk of the word to enter in, to receive him. And that is what God is saying to us. That's why John the Baptist began by saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because we are not mindful of him. We don't know whom he is. That this kingdom of God is the word of God that came down from heaven. And that this word which he gave us in the Bible, he wants us to enter. That when we enter, that is how to enter the kingdom of God. See, when the Pharisees came to him in Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, reading verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you or among you. What kingdom? The word of God. He says, it does not come through outward observation. He is in him. In who? In the Word of God. That is with us. That's why it's called God with us. That this kingdom of God is the planting of God. God planted his kingdom, his Christ, on earth. And he says that they demanded of him, the scripture says they demanded of Christ, that when is the kingdom going to come? You know, that's what the whole world believes, that the kingdom is going to come maybe from Pluto, or it's going to jump from Jupiter. But Jesus says that the kingdom is here with us. So therefore, strive to enter in. Enter in today. That on that day they are looking for is too late. It's over. That today the door is open. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. That the door is open to us today. And that except a man is born again, he will not see that the door is open. Which door? The door of the Word of God. That's what he came to open. He's only the one that can open this door. He said there was no man in heaven or earth that can open the book, nor lose the seals thereof, except the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the Lion of the tribe of Judah came and says, repent, for the kingdom of God is among you. The eternal word can never pass away. He is everlasting reign of God. The God of the Holy Bible cannot lie. He had planted it. He says it must reign forever. And that this kingdom of God is preached to us so that we will be born of him. See what Peter said concerning this kingdom. 1 Peter chapter 1, reading verse 23 and to 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's what he was telling Nicodemus. That except a man be born again by the scriptures, by the word of God, he cannot see the word of God. He will not understand the word of God. And so Peter saying, be born again. That's the born again by the spirit of the word, that liveth and abideth forever. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth away. Thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That's what John the Baptist was preaching. That's what Jesus came preaching. That's what the Apostle Peter is preaching. And that's what Paul preached. He says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That except a man be born again by the word of God. That it is only spirit. He says, spirit gives birth to spirit. That he is the kingdom of God. That Christ in you is the hope of glory. That we must enter him, he must enter us. There is no other way anyone can see the kingdom of God nor enter the kingdom of God except by Christ and Christ alone. Who is that Christ? Say the word of God that is being preached to us through the gospel. That God is preaching the Holy Bible to us, saying, enter, like the Ark of Noah. Let him enter you. Who? The word. He said he's standing at the door of our heart, knocking. But he said men are not engaged. They are not even mindful of him. That the cares of this world have choked their heart. They are not seeing him. Nicodemus were not seeing him. They didn't know whom to receive. They are discussing something else. Jesus says, I am the kingdom. That I am that kingdom God promised. See what he said in Matthew chapter 7. Everyone said they are going to make it. He said, these are to make it. Enter in today. See what he said. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's the problem. You see, many can find it. It has not entered their heart. Eyes have not seen it. He has not heard what God prepared for them that love him. But he has prepared for us the living, who his living son. He said, for God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten son, that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. That God, this Holy Spirit, gave birth to the Holy Bible. That whosoever believes on him, even on his name, the same he gives power to become children of God. And that he says that many would not be able to enter. That not all that said to him, look at it in verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Outside are dogs. Hypocrites. That you are supposed to enter me. How come now you're knocking? That is saying many will come to him, Lord, Lord. Say, I never knew you. Why? Because this is the Lord, the word that came from heaven. It says that not all that said, Lord, Lord, can enter into the kingdom of God. That though they are saying it in their mouth, they say the heart is far from him. But what the scripture says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavily laden, I will give you rest. Who? The scripture says, I am the resting place of God. I am the dwelling place of God. Come to me. I am the Lord, your God, your Savior. If one does not receive him, he's like that fool, the unwise that built his house on a sinking sand. The tempest will come, the rain will come, and fall. He said, great will be that fall, the fall of the house, because it's built upon falsehood. But is anyone that hears these sayings of mine, these words of God in the Holy Bible, and do the will of the Spirit that gave us the Bible? What is his will? He said, open the door, let me enter in. Let my word enter you, that this word is the kingdom of God. That the kingdoms of this world has now become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Don't doubt him. He says that he will take over. That all power in heaven and on earth and beneath is given to me, says the Son of God. Given to who? To the world. Wherefore God gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that the word of God is Lord. To the glory of God, the Father that gave him to us. That he has come for this purpose, to save our soul. And then he instituted the gospel to be preached. Matthew chapter 24, verse 11 to 14. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Are you hearing? He said, this gospel of the Holy Bible shall be preached. Why did he institute it? So that we'll be born again. He opened the door to all nations. He says, in all nations, because the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. He said, before he would do that, it must be preached in all nations. that the Bible will be preached, all men will see this kingdom, and they cannot speak against it because he will come. But he said there will be great lamentation on that day for rejecting him. Who? The kingdom of the Holy Bible. And that he's going to be preached for a witness. And they will say, did we not see you in our streets, in our countries, in our neighborhood? Did we not see you? But he said, I don't know you, you that walketh iniquity. Why did you not do what he says? Why did you not do the will of the Father? That the will of the Father is that we should be fruitful. We should bring forth fruits that will remain. That this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It shall remain in truth matter. That it will not be taken away from Mary. That the kingdom has entered her. She has power. That power is in God. And that he has taken his power. He said the 24 elders that is on the seat bow to him. And says, thou hast taken the kingdoms of this world unto you. Because he is the king. That king that God is speaking to us. Who? The Holy Bible. He said, the kingdom of the Holy Bible, the kingdom of this gospel of the Holy Bible shall be preached before the end will come. That it is not possible for this Bible not to have a prophet, not to have a testifier on earth. That there must be somebody speaking of him until he comes. And so that there will be no excuse. He said, for 120 years, Noah was speaking before the end came. He spoke to enter the ark, that it will be preached. But he said, many will not be able to enter because of unbelief. They will not believe that it is this Bible that is being preached to us through the gospel. But the will of God is that we should strive to enter in. For he does not wish that anyone should perish. That everyone must be born again. Except we are born again, we can enter into this kingdom of God. It's not flesh and blood. Don't let them deceive you. Say, many false prophets will come telling you that flesh and blood can be born again. It's impossible. That flesh gives birth to flesh. That's a different business. That the spirit of the Bible gives birth as well. He's telling us the word of God gives birth. He reproduces in you. You become a witness of him. You become a testifier of the Bible with no error at all. You know whom you are talking. You know the Christ. That this Christ whom we preach is this Bible. That he shall reign on the earth, St. Paul says. He said everyone shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ. According to my gospel, saith the apostle. That gospel is moving. Till today. He says, press to enter in. This is our day. He says, strive to enter in. That many will not be able to. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.